This goes to Dr. Alkiek, A-L-K-I-E-K. Fax is 989-466-3643. And Dr. Stebbleton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N. Fax 989-775-1640. Regarding Edwin, E-D-W-I-N, middle initial C, like Charles Helwig, H-E-L-W-I-G. Date of birth 5/10/1946. Dear doctors, this is a consultation for Mr. Helwig, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3A chronic kidney disease since August 4th of 2021. He also reports that he was very sick within the last year. He had 6 positive tests for strep throat within a short time period. And then with the final positive strep throat test, he was also positive for COVID-19. And he was ill for about 6 weeks. And after that time, he reports that his blood pressure got extremely high and very difficult to control. He reports that it's usually low in the morning, but it tends to go higher throughout the day. And he did try amlodipine, and that seemed to make the blood pressure go higher when it was titrated up. He also had some side effects with hydrochlorothiazide that he couldn't specifically remember, but he did stop that medication also. He had been checking blood pressures at home about 3 times a day, and they did vary greatly. They would be up and down all throughout the day at various times of the day. His biggest complaint is frequent urination and also nocturia, up to 3 times per night, but that has been present for several years. He does have a history of heart disease. He required a cardiac catheterization and stent placement in 2019, and he's been feeling better since that occurred. He has mitral valve regurgitation on per echo in 2020. Not currently symptomatic with that problem. He is very hard of hearing and has hearing aids. And he does have benign prostatic hypertrophy without obstruction, to his knowledge. No history of kidney stones, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dizziness, no syncopal episodes, no current sore throat, urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema, no neuropathic pain, no numbness or tingling or weakness of extremities. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, a left bundle branch block, coronary artery disease. He is hard of hearing. He requires hearing aids bilaterally. Gastroesophageal reflux disease. Benign prostatic hypertrophy. Type 2 diabetes. Hyperlipidemia. A degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history. He's had both cataracts removed in 2017. In 2016, he had a colonoscopy with polypectomy. His cardiac catheterization with stent placement was 2019. And he had surgery on right retina in 2017 after his cataracts were removed. Social history, the patient never smoked cigarettes. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is married, he's retired from the Navy, and also a retired counselor. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, type 2 diabetes, stroke, colon cancer, and hyperlipidemia. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to grass, pollen, and yellow jacket stings. Medications, he takes fish oil, 1,200 milligrams, 3 daily, glucosamine 3,000 mg daily, iron 325 mg daily, Allegra 180 mg daily, multivitamin daily, Prevagen 1 daily, Trandolapril, Trandolapril, 4 mg once daily, Bisoprolol, 5 mg, he takes a half tablet once a day, Flomax, 0.4 mg twice a day, Crestor, 20 mg daily, nitroglycerin, 0.3 mg sublingual as needed for chest pain, Metformin, 1,000 mg twice a day, Fenofibrate, 145 mg once daily, Nexium is 40 mg daily, and Aspirin, 81 mg daily. He does not use any oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical examination, height 66 inches, weight 159. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 166 over 74. Standing, 162 over 76. And standing after 2 minutes is 170 over 80. Left arm sitting is 160 over 72. Pulse, 62. Oxygen saturation, 97% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. A mitral murmur can be auscultated. It is very faint. Abdomen soft, flat, non-tender. No ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, non-tender. Extremities, no edema, no claudication. Sensation and motion are intact in lower extremities. Pulses are 2+ bilaterally. Brisk capillary refill. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 20th of 2023. Creatinine was 1.4. Estimated GFR is 49. His hemoglobin 12.6 with normal white count, normal platelets. Calcium 9.2. Electrolytes are normal. Albumin is 4.0. Liver enzymes are normal. Lipid panel was normal. PSA was 1.07. Hemoglobin A1C was 6.7. 12/19/22, creatinine 1.5, GFR 46. August 10th, 2022, creatinine 1.5, GFR is 59. 2/8/22, creatinine 1.4, GFR 49. August 4th, 2021, creatinine is 1.4, GFR 49. He did have an ultrasound Doppler of the renal arteries and renal vessels, and there was no evidence of renal artery stenosis either on the right or left. And the size of the kidneys were normal. Bilaterally. He had a stress test, a stress echo test done 1/11 of 2023, and that showed no ischemia or fixed defects, and he had 56% ejection fraction with mild to moderate dilation of the left ventricular chamber cavity noted. His echocardiogram was done 12/11 of 2020. At that time, it showed an ejection fraction of 45 to 50 with mild to moderate mitral valve regurgitation and grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to hypertension that is uncontrolled. Also, type 2 diabetes, we would like to see if the patient will qualify for a 24-hour blood pressure monitor. We're going to check with the insurance and see if we can get that scheduled for him. That will be valuable data to help decide how we can further improve his hypertension and control it. He will have lab studies done every 3 months for us. We're going to schedule a follow-up visit after we get the results of the 24-hour blood pressure monitor readings. And we would be inclined to try a different type of diuretic instead of the hydrodiuril for blood pressure management, and possibly a different calcium channel blocker than amlodipine if needed to, one or the other, and we would go very slowly to improve blood pressure control. The goal being 130 over 80 for this patient. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.